and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? An amazing question for people, those who want to overcome. For those who want to overcome, not for all. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, excuse me, if you're running around and you just got to do what you got to do, you can podcast the show anywhere in the world. We're here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time and 9 to noon Eastern time. So some of you got to run around a little bit, but you can podcast the show and still listen to it on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Fridays are get it off your chest day. Friday is kind of whatever's on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
10, 9, 8.
The Artemis 2 crew has fired its engine to make their final push toward the moon.
4, 3, 2.
On Palm Sunday, Jesus entered Jerusalem.
And lift off.
With praise honoring him as king. They call me king now. Do you believe it?
That's right.
Oh, my God. The Messiah. You've returned.
Integrity. AMT high.
How are things going down there?
It's a real mess down here, sir.
It's
Stoughton police recently went viral after ticketing a Dane County woman for relieving herself multiple times in a public park. Police call her a serial defecator.
As if we didn't have enough problems.
How are things up there?
I heard that there was a little bit of an issue with the toilet.
I'll take that one. I'm the space plumber.
Really? Oh, so that's how you're going to play it.
I like to say that it is probably the most important piece of equipment on board, so...
That's all I needed for him to do that, and it became personal with me.
Amazing. What a mess. The Anchor Baby put that together, folks. Give him the credit for it. It's amazing. Last night we had our monthly meeting for men, the first Thursday of the month, and it was amazing, really. It was just more than a notion. And men came from everywhere, Georgia, Texas, Arizona, and somewhere else, and all of Southern California. It was amazing. Stay with it, guys. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I was thinking about reflecting on things. And what I realized, and it's because I've come to clearly see that every human being, except for those men and women who are starting to overcome, all think alike. They all have the same drive or no drive at all. They all are under the same stress, the same worries, the same ideas, like generation after generation after generation. And things are only getting worse and not better. And it's amazing to see that. And so what I realized, and not just from counseling and meeting Sunday morning fellowship, men's and women's forums, and talking to people on the roads and everything, if you want to be free and just live your life without a plan or anything, except a physical plan, you want to move here, you want to live there, you want to work here or there, right? Physical plan. You want to eat this or that. But what I realized, every human being on the planet got to unlearn, forget everything that they have been taught. Everything. Because everything that you have been taught has only enslaved you, imprisoned you. And you got to forget about it all if you want to be free. But if you love your slavery, you want to stay in your misery, then you stay. But if you want to be free, you got to forget about everything that you've been taught, even about God and Jesus and everything else. Because it has only enslaved you. It has created a false identity. It has caused you to think and believe, seriously believe, there is success and failure. And nothing could be more untrue and not truth at all. There is no such thing as success or failure. It doesn't exist. That's why when you try to become successful, you end up becoming a failure because you may physically succeed at something, at a job or a fake personality or whatever, but you're still going to be a failure because getting those things is never enough for you. And so you still become a failure. But if you was never taught about success or failure, you will have an amazing life. You will have an amazing life. Who do you want to be like? Think about it. If you don't want to say, you don't have to say it out loud. You want to be like your daddy? Do you want to be like your mama? Do you want to be like the president? Do you want to be like the police officer? Do you want to be like the football player or the basketball player? Do you want to be like this person or that person? That's another grave mistake. And probably up there with the top list of failure. Because one thing for sure, and without a doubt, as hard as you try, you can't be like anyone. You can only be you. But you forget about you. You never really find out who you are, the real you, men and women, boys and girls. You never really find out who you really are because you're always trying to be like someone else. And you were not created to be like anyone but you, yourself, you. The real you, the you worked better than anything else. But when you try to be like someone else, it's never going to work. It's never going to happen. You got to be you and you only. There's nothing wrong with appreciating somebody else's so-called success in life, if you like, but you can't be like them. If you try to be like anyone else, your mother, your father, anyone, you become one of the most miserable human beings on the planet. And you suffer for all of your life trying to be like somebody else because you've deviated from being you. What a sad way to live, huh? You can't be like anyone else, and you shouldn't. Even twins, identical twins, are different. There's a little difference in them. One may be a little meaner and the other one a little nicer, or the other one has a plan, the other one don't. This is a little different even in identical twins. I was counseling with a person who it's three of them. Three of them were born at the same time, same day. And they look the same, but they're just not the same. There's a little difference in all three. You can't be like, you got to be you. God did not create you to be like anyone but you, but you've been taught to be that way. Be like your mama. Be like your daddy. Be like the successful person. Be like this or that. And you believe it, and you suffer. All thoughts are all lies all the time. You got to get away from thinking. And you got to just live your life. You got to be. And life will happen on its own. It doesn't need you to plan for it. Life doesn't need you to make a plan about living. Life only requires that you live. And all the time you need to be thinking about anything is what time you're going to have dinner, what time you're going to go to bed and get up for the next morning, physical thing. we're social beings, so we got to think about that. And you've been given the ability to think about those things from God as well. But that's the only time you need to be thinking. Oh, I need to move. Where am I going to move to? Or I need a new car. What type of car am I going to get? But you don't live by that. And the beautiful thing about the truth, it's not going to change its rules for you. You may not follow the rules. You may want to change because it's 2026 now. You may change in your mind, but the rule is never going to change. God is the law, and the law is God. And if you try to fight the law, you're going to lose. The law will win. So why not right now start becoming you? Be you. And stay out of thoughts about what's going to happen, what has happened, who liked you, who don't like you, who are you this and are you that, and stay away from thoughts. It's just a thought, and it's not real at all. It's an illusion. It is all an illusion. That's why you're not happy being you. You put on all these fake identities. You're not happy with those fake identities. You try to be, but they don't work. How about have no identity at all? Don't identify with anything. Now, don't try to make yourself do this. You got to overcome. It will happen naturally. Because if you say, oh, I'm not going to identify with anything or anyone, now you're identifying. You can make yourself be anything. You do not have a free will to become anything, any idea that you want to be. You're being controlled either by dark, evil, wicked spirits or by the light. You can't have both. Why not be free? You got to forget all that you've learned. And you got to be taught from within. You must be taught from within. It is a spiritual battle. Who is your hero? Is it the politicians? Is it the teachers? Is it the preachers? Is it the rich people or the poor people? Is it the black or the white or the Japanese or the Chinese or the Asian or Hitler or whomever? Who is your hero or the military person? And why do you need a hero? And who made them a hero? If the world can make you a hero, they can also make you a zero. Because as soon as you say or do something that they disagree with, your hero is now a zero. You gotta unlearn everything you've been taught. And you must be willing to stand alone. Be an individual. Not a groupie. Then you shall be free. Not you might be free, but you shall be free. And you will be free. But you got to untaught everything your daddy, your mama, and the world have taught you. Be you. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle. And human nature is wicked. They have no love at all. It's all about self. Human beings have zero love. They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place. They're backstabbers. Your parents, and especially your mama, your whomever, your wife, your husband, all backstabbers. And be careful of the pat on the back. But you can be free, but you got to want it. You got to want to come out of your misery. And most people love their misery, so they never will come out. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. Isn't? And the one thing about all this, everything that is happening to you is happening in you. It's not outside at all. Yes, there are outside forces that want to hurt you inside of other people. The hell in them want to hurt you. But if you're in control of you from within, no one can hurt you. You cannot be hurt. And I'm not talking about physically, watch your physical life, but I'm talking about spiritual. The real you. What you're thinking is inside of you thinking. If you didn't have those thoughts, you would be free. You want to live a psychological, spiritual life without thinking. If you want to be one with life and you want to be one with God, you want to be one with the truth, you got to give up thinking. You got to live a life, a wordless life. You got to live a knowing life rather than a believing life. Look how miserable believers are. People of faith. I protect my faith. I fight for my faith, they say. Isn't that dumb? If you didn't have faith, but you had knowing, there would be nothing to fight for. And human beings love fighting. They love to fight. They refuse to be neither be for or against. What a nice way to live, huh? You're neither for it or against it. Wouldn't that be amazing for you to live that way? You don't have to be for it or against it, but you would love to be either for something or against something because it's good for your ego, your hell nature, because you get pride out of being for something or against something, especially when you're out on the street fighting and protesting and the media asks you why you're here. Oh, I'm the head of this group or that group and we are against this or that. Oh, I'm the head of this group or that group and we're against that. I'm for this, therefore that, against that. A mess, huh? Human beings are evil. But do what you want. Life is a gift from God. You can live it the rest of your life fighting, or you can live it not fighting, neither being for or against. Never try to prove or argue with anyone about anything. Let them believe what they want to believe. That's what they want to believe in. God, let them believe it, even when it's the wrong belief. Why don't you? What's wrong with you? Don't be a slave nor a sinner. Just don't be it. Let those ideas go because that's all they are ideas which are wrong. Why not just live your life? If you're working and just do your best at work, show up, do your job, you'll be surprised the reward that comes. You will be rewarded without stressing out, without competing with. Amazing, huh? So, did you hear that the Great White Hope got rid of the Attorney General Pam Bundy? I've been saying forever and a day that women were not created to lead. put woman in a leadership position, she can't handle it too much more. And then she got all these men following her. That is horrible. It doesn't work. New York Times, President Trump fired Attorney General Pam Bondi on Thursday, removing the nation's top law enforcement. Watch this from Fox News.
Kaylee, I just got off the phone with President Trump. We have a big scoop. Pam Bondi will soon leave her job as the Attorney General. She is going to get a different job within the administration. It doesn't sound like there is any bad blood between her and President Trump. And in an interim role, she will be replaced by Todd Blanche, who is currently her deputy at the Justice Department. So it doesn't sound like Blanche is being elevated long-term to the Attorney General. There might be somebody else that the president wants to go in there. He still thinks that she is a great person and that she did a good job. And he still wants her in the fold because she will still be an important part of the administration, he tells me.
Amazing. Pam Bondi is not cut out to have a position like that. Can you imagine when she walk around or go to the press conference and all these men standing around her and she is in control? It's not going to work. I love the great white hope, Donald Trump, right? But I do disagree with and always have disagreed with all these women he put into position of leadership. Even though they were under his leadership, but those positions like that need men to run them, not women, is not going to work. It's just not in her nature. God did not create it that way. And again, God is the law, and the law is God, and he's not going to change it for you. Here's a little bit more details on why she was fired from NBC News.
Kelly, let me start with you. This is not altogether surprising, considering the reporting from NBC that the president was frustrated with Bondi's performance leading the Department of Justice.
For Pam Bondi, this is a blow because she has been a very loyal sort of friend and ally of the president for a long time, going back to Florida, assisting in the first Trump term. And this, in many ways, comes down to a representation of the frustration that President Trump has, that his vision for how he could exact retribution against political rivals, where we've seen the failed attempts to prosecute James Comey or Letitia James. Then there's the broader issue of the Epstein files. She talked about having the so-called Epstein list on her desk, and that never materialized. She had led people to believe there would be more coming on Epstein. And then initially last summer, the Department of Justice said the files would be closed. There was no action to be taken. And that triggered a groundswell that was a broader political coalition than you might expect. Certainly those in the MAGA community and then those who were very supportive of the survivor community around Epstein.
Amazing. It's not going to work, Mr. President. Now, if you gotta hire, and there's nothing wrong with that, at least have the men over them, over the women. What a mess. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Already. I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Jesse. Couple announcement. Number one, a busy day is Friday. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. You white. The guy with the good hair. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And it's Friday. And at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, normally every day but Friday, it's the American Anchor Baby right after the Hake Report. But on Friday, it's a brand new episode right after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an amazing conversation with Apostle Tommy E. Quick. He's a senior pastor and founder of the Promised Land Christian Discipleship. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What did you think about the civil rights movement?
I think that it did tremendous harm to us as a people.
Yep.
It had a negative effect on our families and on the formation of our children.
Absolutely.
History shows that we were making tremendous progress as a community prior to the civil rights movement.
How do you deal with the blacks who call you Uncle Tom?
Like Nehemiah, I'm doing a good work and I won't come down.
Amazing. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, and you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. Thank you. And on locals.com, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right? And then after that, oh, Lord, energy everywhere. The American Anchor Baby after the FallenState.tv. 12 o'clock, 12:30, give or take. The American Anchor Baby. Amazing, huh? And listen up. The spring sale is here. Finally, it's happened to me right in front of your face. Finally, the spring sale is here. Finally, it's happened to me right in front of your face. You get 30% off. I think it's supposed to say 30% off on all merch, except coffee and books. Someone didn't write this in the right way, but that's all right. It must be black. You get 30% off on all merch except books and coffee. Isn't that amazing? The t-shirts, the mugs, the hats, not the coffee. Finally. So put in the code JLP30 at checkout. JLP30. We have mugs and t-shirts and hats and things that are 30% off. Amazing, huh? Put in the JLP30 code. Use the code. Don't miss out. Amazing! And it's on for the entire month of April. It's on for the entire month. Go to JLP, JesseLeePeterson.shop. Is it? No, .com, right? JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. One other quick thing I want to mention to you is that they did this space launch thing where they're going to the moon, they say, again. But I haven't mentioned it because it's a DEI thing. And I'm sick of DEI programs. And the reason is DEI, I say DEI because they have one white man, one woman, one black man, and then a man from Canada or something like that. That's a DEI program. And so I haven't mentioned it. How about doing it the right way? Right way. A woman, they got nobody going up in space unless President Trump has found a place where that white people are going to move to. And then the woman can go and live there. It's all the time. But this is a DEI program. So just one little thing about it. I'm looking at this female that's with them, and she looks like a wee little pitiful female. And I'm thinking, what's going to happen if the toilet breaks down? And the first thing, she's going to cry when things don't go her way. Well, I don't know what she gonna do, but that's what women normally do, sexual harassment. I tried to pee in space, and they were looking at me. I tried to pee in space, and I had to climb over to get to the door because the toilet wasn't working, so I had to pee from the outside, and they were touching me. That's what women normally do. I don't know what she gonna do, but that's what they normally do. And you know, everywhere you put a bunch of women, things like that comes up. Even if it's like 30 years later. Remember Cesar Chavez guy? I think that's his name. But, or was his name. And so I have not mentioned it. It's a DEI program. White people are innovated and motivated for space stuff. Where are the white people? Where are the white men that normally do this kind of stuff? So this is from today when they talk about the blast off of this this rocket thing. Watch this from today.
3, 2, 1, booster ignition. And liftoff.
In spectacular fashion, NASA powered off the launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center with the new Artemis generation of explorers. Outside the Space Center, hundreds of thousands lined the coast to witness the crew's history-making climb into the heavens.
After a brief 54-year intermission, NASA is back in the business of sending astronauts to the moon.
The 10-day journey starts with an orbit around the Earth and then powering up for a 24,000-mile-per-hour ride further into space than anyone has ever gone before, and that loop around the far side of the moon.
See, the Earth is round.
We are going for all humanity.
On board Orion for that 600,000-mile round trip, Commander Reed Weissman, Pilot Victor Glover, Mission Specialist Christina Cook, and Mission Specialist Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen. Before the launch, they all took part in a traditional last card game to play out any bad hands.
NASA's Artemis II crew.
After a final goodbye to family members, the astronauts in their orange spacesuits rode the launch tower, then climbed into the Orion capsule high atop Artemis.
This is not a space, real space. Yeah, this is a DEI program. It feels like a DEI. It looked like a DEI program. White people, they're taking everything away from you. And I guarantee you, and without a doubt, I haven't heard anything, but I guarantee you somebody's going to say that that was not real. They didn't go to the moon. That spaceship, that rocket ship really wasn't taking off. I guarantee you, they didn't, because I think normally it's the flat earthers who believe that kind of stuff, that it didn't really happen. And because it's hard for the flat earthers to believe any truth at all. You saw the earth up there was round, right? Were they going up and down the earth, or were they going around the earth? Uh-huh. And they just say the spaceship took off up and down the earth, around, up the moon. They went around. I guarantee you the flat earth is going to say that was not real. You know how people say we never went to the moon in the beginning? Like, what the? But that's a DEI program, and it's not fun. They have already happened on the hate report. What happened on the hate report?
They already denied that this launch was real.
Somebody said that?
Uh-huh.
On your show?
Yep.
Were they playing?
He was not playing.
Yes, he was. When was it proved that? So the rocket ship really didn't take off?
Right.
It maybe he's right this time because of DEI thing.
Yeah, he thinks that those people are all in some little studio, and that thing just took off and made it look like it went took off.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He said you can't see the stars or anything.
Amazing. What did Derek say right now?
Why no continuous live coverage on its way to the moon?
What does that mean?
They have a live stream going right now, but it's not 100% always only showing video, the live video feed.
But what does that mean?
So he's wondering why they don't have that. Suggesting, this is your producer talking to us.
He's black and a flat earther.
And a space denier, probably. I
and
think.
A Jesus God person.
Suggesting that they can't do a live stream feed, because then it would be showing set changes and things like that.
You can never satisfy people.
Indeed.
Their imagination goes, wow. What? No, I don't even know how to respond to that. That doesn't even make sense. Amazing. What a mess. So that's why I haven't really dealt with it, because it's a DEI program. It ain't on telling what's going on. 888-7753-773. I do believe, and I could be wrong, that at some point we'll be able to live in outer space somewhere. I do believe that. What are you saying, hey?
Your producer said, I pray the DEI crew doesn't get lost. And I said that I think that they can pretty much just coast now.
Right.
Yeah. Because they've launched out of Earth's orbit just last night and yesterday evening. And so they're on the trajectory to the moon. that will give them a free ride back home to Earth to splash right. down in the Pacific Ocean. Maybe some slight steering, I guess. I don't know.
What a mess. Anyway, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Dallas, Texas, and talk to Mike. Let's see here. Mike, you are on the air.
Peace. What's going on, Jay?
All is well, Jesse. Mike.
All is well. Good stuff. I think the only thing I wanted to talk about or ask you about was free will.
Okay.
I want to break this down today and probably get an understanding for myself. So when you say you don't have free will, what exactly do you mean? Because I have an understanding of free will, and it sounds like your understanding of free will is like, I don't know. It seems like you're dealing with a spiritual issue rather than an everyday choice. So help me understand free will, please.
And you have no free will. You're controlled. You are subject to and controlled either by evil, and evil make all of your choices. But because you identify with evil and thoughts and things, you think that you're making those choices. And when it comes to material things, even that, those choices are made by thoughts. You're hungry, mm-hmm. so you think hunger, and then you go mm-hmm. eat. You your car breaks down. And you think, I got to get it fixed. So you get fixed. You never make any of those decisions at all. Something else is working for you. For you and through you, either good or evil. You're nowhere to do with it at all. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. And of ourselves, we know nothing.
Okay.
Do you believe
okay,
that you have a free will?
In a sense, yes. Because, and I'm going to say that because if I go out right now, right now, I'm just chilling. If I get right. up and I say, you know what, I was about to go in and just do a robbery real quick, pull a quick 211. I don't care.
You
I need
said
some more
robbery?
Bread. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If I just get up right now on my own volition,
right
now, and I'm very well off, I'm good. But I just get up and say, I'm going to go and hit a robbery. Boom. I get caught. The police going to let me know. You did that on your own free will and volition. And so we going to hold you to a consequence. If we don't have a free will, why would they? Why are we being held to a consequence if it's nothing we did? You know what I'm saying?
But number one, if you all of a sudden decide to go and rob a bank or someone, would you are not aware of that you had a thought first, and because you didn't catch that thought, you thought you were going to do that on your own, but the thought came that made you, and because you didn't. Catch it, you got emotion, I'm going to go rob. And then a thrill came that you're going to rob. You get some form of being nervous about it, feeling good about it, feeling excited about it. You never decided that. But for the law of the land, the law, we need laws to contain the people, because if you had no laws, the people go out of control because they're of their father, the devil. So, but if you follow the God's law, the spiritual laws, you can never go out of control.
Okay, so you
so
left
that's why
a
you
blank.
Have the law of the land.
So you left a blank underscore and need to fit in the information here. You said if you go and you rob the bank, you initially had a thought to do that,
first.
Which is rendering you don't have a free will, right?
Right.
Okay. So the law of the land comes and tells you, hey, you did do that.
Right.
If I didn't have the free will, and it was just a thought at first that made me get up and do that, and I had no control of the issue, why would the law then hold my physical being captive? It wasn't me.
Because if it didn't, you would do it again.
So at one point I have to get re.
So if the law, right, so I have if to give, the law were to stop you and make you think what you're doing, make you think for a minute, you may not do it again because you're being punished by the law of the land.
Right, and you see how you're saying free will, though? It said making you think, making you finally think, making you sit down, making you correct. So the next time, you won't go and do it. So I can't be held to a consequence if I don't have a free will, but they holding me to a consequence, saying that you had a free will to do it, and we need you to think right. Now, what I think, what you're saying about a free will, I will say that in this sense, you don't have a free will. A spiritual issue. If it's something that has, you know, a way that you was raised, a way in life that was passed down onto you, maybe you can't, you got a habitual issue of drinking or oversexing or whatever it is. It's a spirit that done sit inside of you now that, no, you're not going to be able to snap your fingers and get rid of that. You don't have the free will to do that. But you do have the free will to call Jesse. But John, and begin a counseling session or something like that so you can help you get yourself off.
What you don't realize is that no one of themselves want to commit a crime. No one ever just want to commit a crime. They're being influenced. They're being seduced because they are possessed by evil, but they just have identified with the evil. And so, of course, when the law of the land catch you, they're not going to say, oh, well, I'm not going to put you in jail because I knew it wasn't you. It was the spirit that was driving you. Because that's, if they said that, you end up doing it again.
Again, right. But so in that sense, that's what I'm saying. To strip someone and tell them they don't have free will is to tell them that they don't have a responsibility of something.
They don't.
But the land and the people around, the bosses, the teachers, the instructors, the penal system, the church, we're holding you to a standard.
I know,
we're holding you to a standard or we'll fire you.
But
so you have a free will to stay up to that standard or suffer the consequence, right?
But the people that hold you to a standard have no standard themselves. And that I guarantee you.
I can't run with that. I don't want to, because I don't want to use you as, and I'm going to use somebody else as an example. I mean, I've watched people discipline themselves and get up and do things and build institutions, and now they're able to hire people, and they hire people. Some people make it, some people don't. Some people live up to the standards of the job, some people don't. They get held to their consequences, to their actions, and they get terminated or they get promoted. They chose to do each one of these things. Then what's making the choice to do right or wrong if there's no free will?
Either good,
because we're going to hold you to the standard.
Only good, when you return to good, will make the decision to do right. Only evil make the decision to do wrong. There is no in between. But and so just because somebody build a major company, that doesn't mean they have a standard.
No.
Uh-uh.
Not even if they have a policy that says company standards.
Right. Well, they have to do that because they said you got
you
got to be at work on time. You got to do your job. You got to do this or that. Then you will get paid. Your reward is your paycheck. Right.
I think I understand the sphere of understanding where you're coming from, but I understand the sphere of understanding where you're coming from, though. I get it.
What do you mean?
I hear the music too. What I mean by the sphere of understanding you're coming from?
Hold on. Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? I'm right. It's the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Express Yourself Friday, y'all. Get it off your chest day, the 3rd of April, A.D. 2026. And pardon me for my, I was remiss in mentioning or even knowing that yesterday was World Autism Awareness Day or something like that. Oh, shout out to the autistic people. Nice. And the lines are full. You can call in young or old onto the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, but you will get a busy signal if you happen to call in right now. But just in case a line opens up, call in 888-775-3773. Jesse Lee will be right back to your calls in just a few moments, okay? And then we will also get to your super chats. We appreciate them. Thank you kindly. But it is fake news, not fake news. Tiger Woods, according to Ground News, called Trump before the DUI arrest, according to a report, or maybe according to him, to the police. He was on, like, the phone and when they approached him. So they released body camera footage yesterday. The Martin County or Marin, I don't know, County Sheriff's Office. Over in Florida, they tend to share all your criminal business. What a mess. Unlike in California, they keep everything secret. Terrible. Deputy Tatiana Levener arrested Tiger Woods for DUI after he failed a roadside sobriety test, with Levener noting she believed his normal faculties were impaired. Interesting. A woman. Whew. Anyway, Artemis II officially headed for the moon after the test orbit around the Earth. Couple of orbits around the Earth. Despite a malfunction in the Orion spacecraft's toilet, the astronauts managed repairs and continued their journey toward the moon. 6,000 pounds of thrust to push that four-person crew beyond Earth orbit toward the moon speeds up to 22,670 miles an hour, placing them on a free return trajectory around the moon for a free return back to Earth without needing too much in terms of rocket stuff. First time astronauts have traveled beyond low Earth orbit since the Apollo program concluded in 1972, they say. Earlier in the mission, crew members navigated cold temperatures of 65 degrees Fahrenheit. 65 degrees is not that cold, but it's below comfortable sometimes. That's 18 degrees Celsius centigrade for those of you guys around the world who don't know Fahrenheit, requiring long-sleeved clothes while exercising on the spacecraft's flywheel device and observing Earth's coastlines. Picks, or it didn't happen, right? Am I right? Winky face. Anyway, currently on a 10-day journey, the four-person crew is traversing about 246,000 miles to reach the moon's sphere of influence, with a Pacific Ocean splashdown scheduled for April 10th. This crew will fly nearly 250,000 miles away from Earth, surpassing Apollo 13's record and traveling 4,000 miles beyond the moon. Exciting. And Revolver News and Daily Mail report that Pam Bondi is out as Attorney General. On Truth Social, Trump named Blanche interim IG. Trump wrote, "Pam Bondi is a great American patriot and a loyal friend who faithfully served as my attorney general over the past year. Pam did a tremendous job overseeing a massive crackdown on crime across our country, murders plummeting to the lowest level since 1900. Wow. We love Pam, and she will be transitioning, not gender-wise, but to a much-needed and important new job in the private sector to be announced at a date in the near future. As our Deputy Attorney General, a very talented and respected legal mind, Todd Blanche, with an E at the end, will step in and serve as acting Attorney General. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump, on Truth Social. It's the truth. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why? Why do you love whom or what you hate? That's the biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you would love to, and you're thinking, wow, I still want to hear. I got to go grocery shopping, but I want to hear. Or I got to go to the gym, or I got to go whatever. You can listen on your phone. Podcast, and then listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to your super chats. It's Friday. And every Friday is like, get it off your chest. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
10, 9, 8.
The Artemis 2 7, crew has fired its engine to make their final push toward the moon.
4, 3, 2.
On Palm Sunday, Jesus entered Jerusalem.
And lift off.
With praise honoring him as king. They call me king now. Do you believe it?
That's right. And they honored
him. Oh, my God! The Messiah! You've returned!
The integrity, AMT high.
How are things going down there?
It's a real mess down here, sir.
Stoughton police recently went viral after ticketing a Dane County woman for relieving herself multiple times in a public park. Police call her a serial defecator.
As if we didn't have enough problems.
How are things up there?
I heard that there was a little bit of an issue with the toilet.
I'll take that one. I'm the space plumber.
Really? Oh, so that's how you're going to play it.
I like to say that it is probably the most important piece of equipment on board, so.
That's all I needed for him to do that, and it became personal with me.
Well, at least that woman is good for something up there cleaning the toilet. I rest my case. What the? Amazing. I want to go quickly back to Mike. Out of, where was Mike from?
Dallas.
Hey, Mike.
Peace.
So you were asking about the free will thing. And the reason that companies have rules, because 99.9% of people do not follow the rules of the heart. If they followed the rules of the heart, and we were all following those rules from God, there would need to be no rule at a company or anywhere, because we would naturally do what's right. But since human beings do not follow the rules of the heart, you have to make some physical laws in order to detain them. Otherwise, you won't get anything done.
Right. Right. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with you there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My thing is, hey, and when you sign this contract, you agreed to do what it is that this contract said.
But most people don't keep their promise with a contract either nowadays.
Right, but most people do.
No.
So did they each do it off of their own volition, which would be the free will, or did they do it because... Remember, because I was telling you, I understand your sphere of understanding. I know where you're coming from with what you're saying. I get it. Because I've been out here for 39 years.
But you believe you have a free will.
No, I know you do, but I'm going to tell you on your sphere of understanding.
What's your free will?
What is your free will?
Yours.
My free will right now is to do whatever I want to do right now.
What does that mean?
Exactly what I'm doing.
Like, what? Even when you called the show today, you had a thought first.
But I chose to act on it on my free will.
You had the thoughts, and the thoughts gave you a reason to call, and then you call.
See, you come from an angle where a spiritual realm where there's just an embodiment of the spirit moving around, that be good or evil, and the good or evil spirit chooses to enter into one of us, and then it makes us act out the spirit of the good or the spirit of evil that got into us. And you know, I understand where you're coming from with that. But my thing is, hey, if you don't act on what it is that you want to do or what it is that you want, or the law of the land, or by the rules of the show here, or cleaning your house, you're going to get a consequence. So what is it? I'm asking you, what is it that's making us do the thing we need to do to keep things, I guess, in order? Is that just the spirit?
If you're on the side of good, you've overcome evil, and you're on the side of good, then the spirit of truth is causing you to keep things, is keeping things in order for you. If you're on the side of evil, and most people are, because anyone who has anger is evil, then evil is causing you to live a non-ruly life. Your life is out of control. There's nothing else but good or evil. There's nothing else that exists.
And that's fine. But we're saying, the question is what is it that's making us, or what is it that's having us to do that which we think is best for us?
Evil.
You do it on your own volition.
No.
And that's where we disconnect.
Who are you?
I am nothing. I'm a being. I'm just being.
And if you're nothing or a being, how are you doing anything on your own volition?
Because when I get in a practical world, I better. But there'll be a consequence.
But how?
So that bridge of understanding there, I guess that's that part of that mystery, that bridge of understanding that we won't know.
Are you saying that you are something? Because you said you're nothing. So are you saying that you are something in a physical world?
Got to be some way, somehow, because this is acting out, right?
In the physical world, you're something, but Otherwise, you're nothing. That doesn't make sense.
In a different realm, in a spiritual realm, we're just a being. Like you say, it's just a spiritual realm. It's a realm of good or bad, right or wrong, good or evil.
And so then, how can you be one something in a nothing? You said you're nothing, so in a nothing world, but then you're something in a physical world. That doesn't make sense. How are you going from nothing to something, from something to nothing, from nothing to something, and from nothing to nothing? How is that? How are you going back and forth?
You got to get some kind of order, right?
I don't understand the question.
You got to get some kind of order here. So if you hear in this realm, there has to be some kind of order. But there is a spiritual realm that's moving about in us. The bridge between the two, I guess that's the mystery of God we don't understand. I don't know, but I know if I don't choose to follow the rules of this show, I'm gone. What is making me choose to do right here or do wrong? It's my own choice. What do you call that then? That's my question. What do you call my choice to do right on this call show right now or wrong on this call show? What do you call that choice?
Your thoughts are and telling you, well, if you don't do right, you're going to get banned from the show or something. But it's not you telling you that. There is no you to tell you anything.
And that's when we disconnect. I guess that's just where we disconnect.
I got to run, Mike, but I understand. Yeah. Stay with it. You'll see it.
And I understand.
Yeah, you see it.
I thank you, though. Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. 888-775-3773. Before I go back to the call, my producer reminded me that I have two more sound bites from the DEI NASA takeoff. The pilot, Victor Glover, has already successfully flown one of these things before. Watch this from today.
While this flyby trip will not include a lunar landing, it will chart a path for humans to return to the moon in 2028 and eventually use a surface base as a launching pad onto Mars.
And the sun is rising on Integrity.
But a couple of little updates here. First of all, Victor Glover, the pilot, got to manually fly Orion exactly as planned. That went perfectly. The comms issue that they had resolved already. And maybe the most important one, at least for the folks on board that spaceship, the toilet is now fixed. It's working. Brand new toilet. You want to have it working before you head to the moon.
What happens if that woman monthly cycle happened while she's up there? How's she going to clean herself up and everything? Are they all like in the same room?
I assume that they scheduled it around her a little, maybe.
Or her monthly thing?
I don't know.
I don't know. You assume.
Yeah, because they were like in quarantine for a while to make sure that they stayed healthy. In advance of this thing.
Oh, so they waited till she had her cycle and then they took off?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't look into it. That's what you wanted me to hear for?
No, I have another one. But let me. Okay. So I guess during a press conference, Victor responded to a question about being the first black man to take a mission like this. Watch this from our ex.
It is a big question, and I want to highlight, I guess, maybe one facet of this is the tension, I call it. I live in this, you know, this dichotomy between happiness that a young woman can look at Christina and just physicalize her passion or her interests, or even if it's not something she wants to do, she can just be like girl power and that's awesome. And that young brown boys and girls can look at me and go, hey, he looks like me and he's doing what? And that's great. I love that. But I also hope we are pushing the other direction, that one day we don't have to talk about these first, that one day this is just, and I listen to this, that this is the human history. It's about human history. It's the story of humanity, not black history, not women's history, but that it becomes human history.
Amazing. Okay. I wish you well, sir. Amazing. So there you have it. They're going to the moon or around it. Apparently, they are not going to land on the moon this time. They're going to go around it and not land. Amazing, huh? 888-77-JESSE. Super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Amazing.
Three coffees from Taiwana on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Jesse, thank you for faithfully sharing the good news and leading us back to God. Praying you and the crew have a blessed or blessed Good Friday and an amazing Easter weekend.
Amazing. Thank you. And I wish the same for you too. And thank you for your support. Amazing.
Fazul, thank you. Toughest guy I know, bar none. Good Friday.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing. Thank you.
And Anthony L. with a nice dumbbell with weights on it.
I like that, the weights.
Commander Kim on
Anthony L.
A rumble rant from Commander Kim. Pam Bondi was not fired. All news is fake news all the time, always. Listen to Trump directly to get the information. Not the news, who will always lie.
Who said that?
Commander Kim.
I thought about that, Commander Kim. Was she really fired, or that's what the media is saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I don't believe the media at all, so I don't know if the woman was fired or laid off or what. What did Trump say?
On Truth Social, he said, well, I don't know if he made any announcement about her being fired. He may or may not, or being let go, or being reassigned. But his post called her a loyal friend, a great American patriot, faithfully served as attorney general and did a tremendous job bringing down crime. Remember, murders are the lowest level since 1900?
Yeah. Yes.
That's a long time.
That is.
We love Pam. She'll be transitioning to a much needed and important new job in the private sector to be announced at a later date. And the deputy attorney general is going to be the acting attorney general, Todd Blanche.
Amazing. Thank you. I think that, if I remember correctly, in the clip that we played, it mentioned that she was being moved. She was moving to a lower private position.
Okay.
Private sector position or something
yeah.
like that. So you're right about that, Commander Kim.
Yeah, we don't know if
right, we don't know for sure, for sure.
Did Trump characterize it as fired?
Right. Hmm. Amazing.
Chris bought a coffee. I agree with Trump on a lot, but disagree with how he handles people who he fires. Why doesn't he just say Pam wasn't doing what was needed and I had to let her go? Oh, she's a good person. I have another made-up position for her. That crap makes him look weak. Just my opinion.
Normally, when people get fired or they leave a company laid off, the boss normally speaks highly of you because they don't want you to go out there and can't get another job and all that kind of stuff. So it may be, I don't know what happened here, but it's proper etiquette for the employee to do that, the employer to mention the employee in that manner. Thank you.
Keep it classy and show appreciation.
Right.
Jesse, says Chris with another coffee, that woman was definitely qualified to go to space. You're delusional. Who's going to make sandwiches? Clean and do wash those fancy spacesuits? Says Chris.
My apology, Chris. Thank you.
Disclaimer.
That's right. Disclaimer.
Hannes with two coffees. Oh, Lord, here comes the space-denying flat earthers. Quiet man with brown hair, face palm emoji. White people will colonize space soon, but there is plenty to do on Earth first. Make more white babies, strong white arm emoji.
Amazing. And then you say someone on your show already said it wasn't real.
Indeed. And you called the Punchy TV as well.
How can they know that? The thing didn't even go up yet.
Yesterday it had gone up.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. And
so is space fake too?
Yeah, space is fake according to them, but not to me.
What does that mean, space is fake?
Meaning that there is no space. We're under a dome, and the space outside of the dome is filled up with water. Waters above and waters below.
It may be because I'm black and slow, but that doesn't make any sense to me.
They say that's why the sky is blue, because it's water up there above the dome.
Did they know that?
The firmament.
Did they know that before the fall of Eve, that the water used to come from below?
They may or may not know that.
Oh, so when they realized that, what would be their explanation of the sky being blue?
I don't know.
Water used to come from before Eve, the fall of Eve. Water used to come from below and not above. He used to water the grass and the flowers and the trees. It would just come from up, from the ground up. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. with a shocked emoji, wide mouth agape. And nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. Half black Tony, that astronaut looked like a young Jesse.
Amazing. He black.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. I wanted to ask you, today is something, right? What's today?
Good Friday.
Oh, yeah, Good Friday. What does that mean?
That means that this is sort of an anniversary or a recognition or a remembrance of Jesus going to the cross and dying on the cross for our sins.
Oh, so they're not like putting him on the cross today?
No.
They're just remembering that he went to the cross.
They'll recount the story. I heard that some Christians will be fasting today.
How come?
I don't know. It's like a nice spiritual practice sometimes to fast, you
know?
Why? Just remember the Lord.
How is that going to help them remember? They're going to be hungry. They're going to be thinking about food.
Well, they'll remember Jesus saying, I thirst. Because Jesus thirsted.
Do you celebrate today too?
Of course.
You fast?
I didn't say that.
Oh, how do you celebrate today?
I say happy Good Friday to all.
Oh, happy Good Friday to all. And why is it good if Jesus went to the cross?
I know. I didn't like it. I didn't like these stories of him dying and stuff like that. That's terrible sounding. I noticed that CNN, Comedy Nonsense Network, on my morning updates, had no mention of Good Friday or Easter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but other sources, even liberal sources, female-oriented sources, they did mention Good Friday.
Well, happy Good Friday, y'all. Amazing. Yeah. Okay,
nice.
I appreciate that. Let me go to Canada and talk to Yasser, I think. Can you put that mic on your desk?
No.
Oh, you can't?
Well, I can, but I'm even worse than him.
Oh, okay. Who Yasin. Is it? Yasin, out of Canada. Yasin, you're on the air.
Finally.
It has
morning, Jesse.
Me right in front of your face. Hey, Yasin.
How you been?
All is well.
An obligatory happy Good Friday to you.
Happy Good Friday. Thank you.
There's a few things I want to say. I'll try and get through them all quick. I bulleted them down so I don't take too long. So you can get back to helping those who are suffering and who want it. So Wednesday's call, right after we got off the phone with each other, like immediately, I pressed, you know, end call or you hung up on me, whichever. My mom texted me. And so I thought she was listening to the show. And I went, were you listening to my call right now? And she went, no, send me the link. So she asked for it. And then 3 or 4 hours later, she sent me another text just saying thank you. So we'll see how that goes.
Is it easy, now that you've forgiven your mother, you said you forgave her, is it easy to just deal with her in the way you would do anyone now?
Yeah. I forgave her a couple years ago.
Right.
Since I've been listening to you, like, in a while to really understand your message. I watched all your archive footage, and then when it hit me, I was like, whoa, and I ran like 90 going north to go forgive her.
And so it's easy now to deal with her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. No, I don't get emotional. I get a little bit, like, amped up. I'm able to match people's energy, but it's, you know, somebody goes, hey, what's up? I can just totally drop it.
Okay.
But,
because of time?
Yeah, because of time. remember during you watching your Sunday church, which, by the way, if it's not a blasphemy to say so, is the best fellowship this side of heaven.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Check out Sunday Fellowship, folks, at rebuildingdemand.com/church. 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 Amazing. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I remember you saying during church that you're on a track with Kanye. Congratulations.
I'm on a what? Oh, thank you. Hassan, but Kanye is on the same track that Hassan put out.
Oh.
I'm on there, and Hassan, but it's Hassan's album.
Okay, cool.
And he has a song on there as well.
Nice. Well, it's good to know that he's keeping up with you. It seems he was affected by his church back in, what was it? When did he come to church again?
Yeah.
I was watching live. That was great.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. So I told you I'm coming down for fellowship in October, and the men's forum, the 1st of October, is Thursday.
We had our men's forum last night, and it was amazing. There were someone came from Georgia, Texas, Arizona, and all of Southern California. It is amazing how those guys fly in and fly back to where they came from the next day. They'd come just for the meetings. That's amazing. You have to want it to make that type of sacrifice.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get there for the men's forum, and then I've actually got quite a bit planned for my trip to California. I might be there for a couple of weeks. And so
right.
I'll make it to the fellowship the following Sunday.
Right on.
And if the Lord is willing, please pardon me, I've never ended up leaving her. I get to a nice young girl who I met through your online congregation.
You say what?
And
yeah.
I said I might get married and get a green card and stay in America.
What the? Amazing. Well, I got to run because of time, man. It's good to hear from you.
I got one more thing to say.
What?
About Kanye. I'm actually was hoping that I could bump into him. I've been writing. I have an idea for an app that I'm hoping he could endorse or sponsor and get himself back into billionaire status.
Well,
and,
maybe one day you'll hear it, and you just never know.
Yeah, and in the meantime, I'm writing a larger manifesto for a proposal for charity status to do the greater works, which
right
I think aligns with his dreams too. So
nice.
Yeah.
Are you white?
I'm white.
Oh, okay.
I'm Greek, actually.
Yeah. I have been invited to go to his concert tonight.
No way.
Yeah, he's performing tonight in Inglewood, California. And so
amazing.
I'm going to be going. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
I'll let you know Monday how it went.
Okay, and two more little bullets. Your ad spot, when you advertise your books, you say 29 years ago. It's over 30 now.
Oh, amazing.
You should re-record that.
Yeah. I got to run, buddy. Thank you.
Okay. You have a good week.
All right. You too. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jesse out of California. Jesse, you are on the air.
How you doing? How you doing, Jesse Lee Peterson, man?
All is well. All is well.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question. I don't want to be confrontational in any type of way, but why do you hate women?
I hate no one. I don't hate women. Why do you say
okay,
I hate them?
Okay, I got something for you. I already planned this out. So,
you say what now?
No, in the dictionary, hate is an intense, deep-seated emotion of hostility, animosity, or extreme dislike, often stemming from fear, anger, or prejudice.
And
now,
I feel none of those things. Those things
you don't
are
feel
not,
nothing?
Those things are not in me at all. All I
you
want,
don't feel nothing?
All I want to do is bring back.
When that man was chasing you across the street, it looked like you.
All I want to do is bring back the order of God, in Christ, Christ is man, man over woman, woman over the children. Amazing. Let me go to break. When I come back, straight to the phones. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Quick reminder, all of our merch is now on sale. A spring sale is happening right now. You get 30% off on all merch, except for coffee and books. 30% off. So go to jessevpeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop and use the code JLP30. The code JLP30 at checkout there. Don't miss it. All of April, 30% sales. And fellowship on Sunday at 11 a.m. for all. Doors open at 10:30, and the meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 11 a.m. Pacific time. 2 p.m. Eastern time. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And for the sales, you can go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing. The hate report is coming up at the top of at 9 a.m. And after the hate report, the FatherState.tv and then the American Anchor Baby. A lot going on today. The American Anchor Baby. Amazing. So let me go back to the busy phone. Let me go to John out of Texas. Let's see here. John, you are on the air.
Thanks so much, sir.
Hey, John.
Georgia. Georgia.
Oh, my, my.
Is that the same song?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like it.
Well, I'm singing Willie Nelson.
Oh, okay. This was Ray Charles.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
Hey, I was watching this show called Gundam. You may have seen it.
No.
It was around the early 90s. Well, it's about people going and living in space. And there are people in space thought they were better than the people on Earth. So they had a war, and the people in space dropped an asteroid on the Earth to put us in our place.
But, John, because of time, it was just a movie, right?
Yeah, it's just a movie, but don't you think that sounds like a bad idea to live in space?
What do you mean? How's that a bad idea?
The people in space are going to need the resources from the people on Earth.
But I'm sure if that should happen, then the things on Earth would have figured out how to do that, make all that happen. It's just not going to go up there and be lost.
Well, I hope so, you know, but I just want to share this show called Gundam. You know, I liked it. And it's when the people went up into space, they got an ego trip because they became like the people changed. They were able to use machinery better and they became smarter because they were like, well, you guys on Earth, you're kind of trapped down.
But
you're
John,
trapped.
Let me just say, that was just a movie, but I believe, and I could be wrong too, I believe that one day we will be to live on space because of technology and the way things are being done. It is possible that may happen. It may not, but it's possible that may happen. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Brandon out of Canada. Brandon, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
That's good. I want to give you a reminder about putting your books on Audible. I'd love to listen to your books through Audible.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, we're looking into that.
Yeah, that's good. So soon I'll be starting a new job, and I won't be able to listen as much live as I used to, so I want to thank you again for everything you've done and everything you do.
Absolutely. You're welcome, man.
This new job is in leadership, so I'm going to be a foreman again, which I used to be, but during that time where I used to be, again, I kind of slowed down listening to you and kind of fell off the path a little bit. So my question is, how do I differentiate like the practical thoughts of work and or starting my own business compared to other regular thoughts,
well,
and not get lost in those thoughts again?
Let's say that, so you're going to be the foreman on your job. So you go there and you make sure that the employees carry out whatever job they have to do. You make sure that you do what you have to do because you've been given the ability to function on Earth by thinking about the physical things that you got to do. But once you're done with that job, you no longer think about life in a psychological and emotional way. Whatever thoughts come to you about that, like, for example, let's say you do a job, your first day on the job, and you do your job, and at the end of the day, because it's the first day on the job, the thoughts tell you, oh, you didn't do a good job, you're going to get fired, or you didn't do a good job, they're going to punish you tomorrow. Those type of thoughts are not practical thoughts, so you let that pass.
Right. That's good advice. I'm going to try to keep listening as much as I can, probably in my drive to work, my drive from work, and so on and so forth.
Right on. I wish you well with that. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes. Yes, I am. And probably not long enough. I'm trying to make more time so that I can really fall into it. But I do it every morning, every night.
Well, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And and then even practice, like, let's say you're there, you're at your job, and you're giving out orders to do this and do that. And then you have a little break or something, and your mind is racing about your job or whatever, about tomorrow, bring your mind back to your body. Always practice knowing where you are and what you're doing, and you'll be fine. Because you could be doing a job, but your mind worried about what's going to happen tomorrow or whatever. Bring your thought, your mind back. Become aware of your body. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that's important because as a foreman, you always think of the outcomes of what could happen and where things are going, especially for safety and different things. So
yeah.
I always try to separate that and stay present.
Right on. Well, I wish you well, man. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, Brandon. 888-77, Jesse. Let me go to Australia. Heard around the world. Our first-time caller, Rafer. Rafer, you are on the air.
Hello, Uncle Jesse. It's so good to hear your voice, man. I'm such a big fan.
Thank you.
Well, so what happened was you said that, you know, I'm somebody who's struggling with violence, you know, and the reason my voice is a little bit messed up is because I experienced violence recent, you know, but you said that violence comes from the mother, right? And you said that if you forgive your mother for, what would you say to forgive her for? Forgive your mother for?
Imposing her will on you, turning you away from your father, and then even as an adult, trying to control you.
Yeah, so I forgave my mother for, I said, I'm sorry for resenting her. I said to her, that's what I said. I said, I'm sorry, Mom, for resenting you. And she had a big smile on her face. And, yeah, I didn't know where that went, but you said that that was your guidance, was to forgive your mother.
Yeah.
So I forgave her, and I confronted her. I said, look, I forgive you for resenting you. And she got a big smile on her face, and things have just changed since then. So my question for you was, though, how does that fucking work? Oh, sorry. How does it work? Like, what? How does it work? Like, what? Why would me forgiving my mum for resenting her, why does that work? But it has seemed to have worked. Like, my whole life has changed.
Yeah. Well,
like, why does it work like that?
Because when you forgive others, God will forgive you and he will draw you into the kingdom within and he will change your heart from hate to love and you will start to see clearer. Your mind will become freer because when you have anger toward yourself or anyone, you're in darkness and you can't see. And in that darkness, you're driven by evil, and you may not realize that it's evil, but in that evil, the evil makes you do things that you don't normally would do. It makes you think about things that you wouldn't normally think about because you're possessed by dark, wicked demons that made a home in you. But when you forgive, God would take those things away from you.
Well, yeah, I did that, brother, and my whole life has changed. And I cannot thank you enough. So thank you so much, Jesse Lee Peterson, man. You're honestly, mate. My wife and I watch you, and we and when I saw you go on Tom Segura's podcast, that bullshit podcast. Sorry for swearing again. But when I saw you go on there, and you made a mockery of them, and I was so proud of you, mate. You did a really great thing, and you change my life.
Do the Are you doing the silent prayer yet? Did you start that?
No, I've not done any of that stuff, mate. But you know, you changed my life, and thank you so much.
Right on. Well, you stay with us. Let me hear from you. All right, again.
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
All right. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Let me go to Oklahoma and talk to Carissa. Let's see here. Carissa, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well, Carissa.
My question something I've been struggling with for a while now. How do I overcome making marriage and having children, you know, basically, you know, my God, my idol? I mean, it's the only thing that I seem to get hung up on nowadays.
Are you married with children?
No.
Oh,
I'm not married.
And so your question is, how do you get over wanting that so badly?
Yes.
Stop thinking about it.
I mean... Because
you've been trained and taught that that's the most important thing, and it's not. The most important thing is to return to the Father, to love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor, treat your neighbor as yourself. As, that's the only thing. But there's a natural desire of women to be married and to have a family, have kids. But that's a natural desire without wanting it. If it happened, fine. If it doesn't, fine. But if you love what's right, God, the truth, first, if you get married, fine. If you don't, fine. You wouldn't be feeling the way you're feeling now. But you've been taught wrong, so you're putting that before everything else. And if you got married, you would still be unhappy because you would make the husband and your children your God, and it's never going to turn out well.
I understand that. I mean, everything you said is it's true. It just if anything else, I mean, I never think about it except, you know, just recently until at my job and with a certain individual. It's only one person that I actually want this with, but I know it's not right. I should be focused on God first and foremost when he's living my life. But it's just, it constantly comes. Some days I'll be good. Sometimes a whole week will go by and I don't even think about it. But then I will see this person, or the thought will come to my mind, and it'll get me. I've been doing it lately, but I thought I was fine for at least last time I called in, but apparently not so much. I am doing the silent prayer every morning and every evening. And sometimes in the middle of work when, you know, the thoughts get the better of me, it just...
Did you say there's a man at work that you want to be married to and have children with?
Well, he's the only one that the thought ever comes up. You know, I mean, the only one that thought is associated with. I'm perfect. I thought I was perfectly fine being single and on my own because, you know, I don't know. I don't ever, it might sound odd. I can't see myself even dating someone unless I know for a fact that, you know, I guess to see myself having their children. I mean, that sounds, I know how that sounds, but I'm just not attracted to people. And it's been over 7 years since I actually had an interest in anyone? And so it's kind of bothering me. Sorry, I don't mean to get all.
And why are you
emotional?
Why you have this with this guy work? Why do you think about that with him?
I'm not even sure. I don't know. We barely even spoke. What's really messed up about it is he used to be part of this crew maintenance that would go around and fix our machinery and such, but you know, and we've noticed each other before, barely spoke to one another, but now he's my supervisor. He got a bump up in his, you know, a job, and I have to see him every day now, practically though. But and so even that in itself, that's, you know, you don't get involved with, you know, your direct higher up. And
right.
And it was, I mean, even just before that, we had started talking to one another and getting to know one another, and then all of a sudden that happens, and it's just...
Well, what I recommend, do what you want, of course, but when you see him and the thoughts come like that, I highly recommend you let those thoughts pass. Be aware that you are tempted with that thought, but let it pass, because if you don't, it's gonna get worse, and it'll make you do things that you'll regret later. It's just you're being tempted with thoughts about this particular guy, and what you're thinking about him is not true at all. So I would highly recommend you let that go. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes, sir. Sometimes in between.
Oh, okay. So when that thought comes, because all thoughts are all lies all the time, and it's setting you up for destruction if you continue to believe in it.
It's just, you know, on a logical level, I know this. I understand it. It's true and everything, but I don't understand why I'm having such difficulty letting go of it.
Because you've been tempted by the devil and you think it's you, and you believe that it's real. Rather than observing those thoughts, you identify with them thinking that it's real and it's not. I recommend you start being aware, but don't identify with the thought. Don't call it you. Don't say, oh, I want to marry this guy, or I want babies with this guy, or I want this or that. You and the devil are becoming one, and he's setting you up. But if you just saw the thought, but don't call it you, it would disappear. It would be taken away from you.
Well, that's the kicker. I mean, I see those thoughts. I know they're not me, but I guess there's something still inside of me that has me convinced of it. Like I said, on a logical level, I know it's just like, no, it's not you. It's something else. You don't need to worry about this sort of thing. But this is going on. It's been going on for almost a year now, and
you're not resisting it. You are identifying with it. If you want to be free from this, you got to let it pass and stop it believing that it's real, because you are getting into it by believing that it's real. And then you are emotionally, those thoughts that are bringing on emotions about this guy and about yourself. And emotions are really making you think that it's real, because you feel a certain way, not realizing that it's just another thought that makes you feel that way. But if you want to be free, Carissa, you got to let it go by letting the thoughts go. Catch those thoughts and don't go with it, so that you will only want what is right.
I really do just want what's right. It's just, I still don't, again, I know everything you say is true. I know this. I don't understand why I haven't actually, you know.
Well, because of time, relax. What you do, you're caught up in the feelings now. Just relax in the feelings. Do nothing about the feelings. Don't call the feelings you of this desire that you have for this man. Just relax in it. Go to work. Go home, go to dinner, make dinner, and continue to live your life and relax in those feelings, and then they will be taken away from you, because you're caught up right now.
Yeah.
You are identifying with the thoughts and the feelings. Relax in the feelings, do nothing about them, and the thought will disappear, and the feelings will as well.
Okay. Keep doing that.
I'm sorry?
I'll keep doing that.
Okay. Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming now. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Serious mess going on in the world. Got word from the live chat. I think Anthony L. or somebody said an American fighter jet was downed over Iran. So say U.S. officials, according to the failing New York Slimes. And I did search it on the AI, and the AI was saying the same thing on as of today, April 3rd, 2026. Multiple sources from major news outlets like Reuters, Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN, and the failing New York Slimes indicate that a U.S. fighter jet has been shot down over Iran. And anonymous sources in the American government, I believe it was an F-35 stealth fighter. They used advanced weapons systems. And so I heard that Americans are trying to do search and rescue, whereas Iran government told its civilians, reward, capture, kill. Terrible. So I believe it's two co-pilots who are shot down. And hopefully they survived and we get them out. Nice. That would be nice. But we'll find out what happens, I suppose. Or will we? This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, the 3rd of April. It's Good Friday, y'all. Easter Sunday, catch church with Jesse Lee Peterson. Join us in person if you can, or watch it online live, or listen to the audio podcast, or watch the replay after the fact. Rebuildingtheman.com/churchJLP. We'll be right back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. Nice. And what else? After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then Not Quite American Anchor Baby, The Fallen State is happening with that guy Quick, Tommy Quick, I believe, Apostle Tommy Quick to you. But despite his title of Apostle, he seems like a sensible man. Nice. Catch that episode of The Fallen State right before American Anchor Baby, who is live on YouTube and Rumble on Friday afternoons, evenings, or mornings, depending on where, Saturday mornings, depending on where you are in the world, right? Or is it Saturday noontime-ish for some of you guys? Who knows? Anyway, Trump was asked about the Tiger Woods incident. You know, when Tiger Woods had that fender crashed, he crashed and rolled his car, and he crashed, I think, into a truck. But as he landed in Miami to speak to the Future Investment Initiative Priority Summit, Trump did, our greatest president, he said, quote, I feel so badly. He's got some difficulty. There was an accident. And that's all I know. Very close friend of mine, Trump said last week. Okay, this is not exactly breaking news. He is an amazing person, amazing man, but some difficulty. Trump continued, I don't want to talk about it, when asked if Woods was hurt. So people were saying, oh, Trump called for a pardon, and Tiger Woods called him for a pardon, but Tiger Woods apparently called the president and then talked with this female deputy woman. Shout out, Tatiana Levener. Anyway, a little update also on Pam Bondi. A key Democrat says that Pam Bondi, if any Democrat is key, cannot escape Epstein files testimony. Representative Robert Garcia, he declared that Bondi will not escape accountability and remains legally obligated to appear before our committee under oath. Nancy Mace, supposed Republican woman, shout out, confirmed her subpoena still stands. I shake my head. It's silliness. Hegseth says that he will let troops take personal firearms onto military bases. Nice. Effectively, our bases have across the country were gun-free zones, Pete Hegseth said, according to Ground News and some other sources like The Independent. The Pentagon's annual suicide report, they bring up suicide, the liberals do, found that in 2024, 471 U.S. service members died by suicide, meaning they committed suicide. That's liberal language. Firearms being the most common method. Will they do it on base? Hopefully not. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just got to do what you got to do, you want to listen to the show in the meantime, you can podcast and then still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Get it off your chest. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
10, 9, 8.
The Artemis II crew has fired its engine to make their final push toward the moon.
4, 3.
When Palm Sunday, Jesus entered Jerusalem.
And lift off.
With praise honoring him as king. They call me king now. Do you believe it?
Oh, my God. The Messiah. You've returned.
The Integrity. AMT High.
How are things going down there?
It's a real mess down here, sir.
Stoughton police recently went viral after ticketing a Dane County woman for relieving herself multiple times in a public park. Police call her a serial defecator.
As if we didn't have enough problems.
How are things up there?
I heard that there was a little bit of an issue with the toilet.
I'll take that one. I'm the space plumber.
Really?
Oh, so that's how you're going to play it.
I like to say that it is probably the most important piece of equipment on board, so.
That's all I needed for him to do that, and it became personal with me.
Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. So listen, apparently there was and hearing at the Supreme Court yesterday or the day before, where on April 1st, and President Trump went there, and according to the report, this is the first time any president has gone to the Supreme Court to sit in on a hearing, a case about anything. NBC News has reported President Trump became the first sitting president to attend an oral agreement at the Supreme Court on April 1st. This is from Gemini. The Trump administration challenging birthright citizenship under the 14th Amendment. Watch this from NBC News.
President Trump appearing at the U.S. Supreme Court this morning to hear oral arguments on one of the most controversial moves of his immigration crackdown. His attendance for arguments, a first for a sitting president. Mr. Trump seated in the front row as the justices, including conservatives he appointed, peppered the government's top lawyer with questions about the president's plan to end birthright citizenship, guaranteed under the Constitution to almost anyone born on U.S. soil.
How would it work? You're not going to know at the time of birth for some people whether they have the intent to stay or not.
Are you suggesting that when a baby is born, people have to have documents, present documents? Is this happening in the delivery room?
Amazing. What the? Amazing, huh? Trump Solicitor General argued Trump executive order was aimed at ending birth tourism. Watch this from ABC.
The Solicitor General emphasizing the president's executive order was aimed at curbing so-called birth tourism, the practice of traveling to give birth in the United States to guarantee citizenship for the baby.
We're in a new world now where 8 billion people are one plane ride away from having a child who's a U.S. citizen.
The Chief Justice pushing back.
Well, it's a new world. It's the same Constitution.
Amazing. And the president has been against this 14th Amendment, and on his first day in office signed an executive order repealing it. Watch this from NBC News.
The president has called birthright citizenship a scam, accusing undocumented immigrants of taking advantage of rights under the 14th Amendment.
It wasn't meant for these children. It wasn't meant for people that escaped or invaded, came into our country illegally. It was meant for the children of slaves.
But the executive order signed on the first day of his second term has never gone into effect, repeatedly blocked in the lower courts. If allowed now, the order would only apply to babies born in the future, not retroactively. And the impact could be significant for an estimated 200,000 babies born each year.
Amazing. So according to the report, the 14th Amendment was only for the children of slaves in the country. And, of course, the government and others are trying to use it because they want votes. They want these people to come in and have these babies because they're hoping and believing that they're going to vote for the Democratic Party. And so they're taking yet another thing that was meant for the blacks and using it for a personal gain. Isn't that amazing? And I'm glad that the president went there and was a part of this. And I heard a report, I don't know if it's true or not, but that over in China, that the government according to the report, I believe it was China. I may be wrong, but it was China, I think. They help these women when they're about to have a baby. They help sponsor to get these women into the United States, and then they have the baby here. And then once they had the baby, they stay for a minute, recover from the birth, from having a baby. They bring them back to China, but now these people are citizens of this country. And I read the report, I heard this report, that the Chinese government is helping to sponsor that. And think about the number, I forgot the number of women from China alone who were allowed to come here, have babies, and become citizens. Isn't that amazing? Human nature is evil. Human nature is evil. It's a scam. It really, really is. It's just crazy that and what human beings will and will not do. They have no love, zero love. And that's why you got to overcome. If you want to be free, you got to overcome the world. You got to overcome the human nature. You need a brand new nature. And God will give it to you if you return to the Father. You got to admit that you're wrong, and he will renew your mind and set you free. Hank could tell me that where he's from, San Gabriel Valley, somewhere over there, they have what they call lighthouses full of ladies having babies with the doctors in the home. What a mess, huh? You could be free, folks, but the government is doing exactly what you're doing to yourself and to others. Look how crazy things are in your life when you have anger. Look how wicked you are and evil you are when you have anger. You have no love. And when you have no love, and I'm not talking about emotional love, but the real love that comes from above, you can't help but do wrong. But when you have love, you're going to love what's right, and you can overcome wrong and love your neighbor, your enemy, as yourself. And your enemy will try to hurt you. And they don't care how you feel because they get a thrill from it, and they call that thrill life. But if you overcome the world, overcome anger, return to what is right, forgive your mother and your father, you can have peace no matter what's going on around you. You will be in control of your own world. And it's not you, but the spirit of truth guiding you. Because human nature is evil. They roam the earth to see who they can hurt. Isn't that amazing? They roam the earth. They look for people that they can hurt because they're jealous, they're angry, they're resentful, they're insecure, and they have no love. And the devil got to hurt you by living in you and making you feel that way, and then encouraging you to go and hurt others. What a mess. So I have a breaking news for you. Oh, I can't see it. Hold on a minute. I got to scroll back down. Oh, is it the package now? Oh, breaking news. New York Times is reporting Iran shot down a U.S. flight jet over the country. A fighter jet. My bad. Iran shot down a U.S. fighter jet over the country. U.S. and Israel officials, as well as Iranian state affiliate media, said this on Friday. The fate of the plane crew was unclear as American officials scrambled to mount a search and research rescue operation before Iran could get to the survivor. What a mess. So they shot down a fighter jet, a U.S. fighter jet, according to this report. Okay, all they're doing is encouraging the great white hope, Donald Trump, to blow them out of the water, blow them back into the old times. So a U.S. fighter jet is downed. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Quentin out of Arizona. Quentin, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Quentin.
Hey. I just had a quick story to tell and then a question about it.
Okay.
I was at the bond meeting yesterday, and then after leaving, I came from Arizona, had a rental car. When I walked out, I was parked around the corner, and somebody had hit my car, and it smashed, the front end, and it pushed it so hard back that it smashed the back end. It was totaled. It was completely crunched up like a soda can.
Last night?
Yeah. Last night.
Wow.
Yeah. And it wasn't, I didn't react to it. It wasn't
right on.
Terrible to deal with.
Yeah.
But my question is, do things like that out of your control, do you think things like that happen for a reason, or is it just a situation?
Well, the reason it happened, I don't know why that exactly what went on, what happened, but it happened because people are unconscious. And nowadays they're unconscious and high or whatever. Though I don't know what that situation was, but that would be the reason that it happened, that they're unconscious. But that doesn't mean that it happened to you. It happened to them. It did not happen to you.
Understood.
Yeah.
Because, beforehand, you would think all the situations happen to you because for a reason and,
you know,
leads to something else. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it totally did not happen to you. It happened to the person or people that did that.
Right. Okay. That was all my question. I just had I figured I'd tell you that story because it was just
that's
right
an amazing
there.
Story, man.
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah.
And so you had to rent another car?
Yeah, basically, I called the company, and they towed it and took me to the airport to switch it out. So.
Right on. See there? And
yeah,
did whoever did it, did they leave a note on the car?
No, everybody was at the scene, so it was apparently it was a Mexican. But
they were at the scene?
They were there 30 minutes. It happened 30 minutes before we let out of the meeting. And so it was crazy because my car was two spaces above the car behind me, and he pushed it two spaces back into the other car. So they were out there waiting on police. They called the police, and the police took an hour and a half to get there.
Yeah.
And we were just all waiting for that to
That's amazing. So the people that hit your car were still at the car when you went out there.
Right. And I only think that happened, I was just thinking while I was waiting on hold, is because he hit another car, so it caused somebody else to come out, right?
Wow.
If it was just me in this car, though, no telling, this guy could have just took off.
Wow.
Well,
so. And were they drunk or high or anything?
So the guy thinks, the guy that was out there that got hit as well, he thinks he smelled alcohol in his breath. I couldn't get close to him to know, but he was he didn't speak any English or anything, so he couldn't communicate.
No English.
No English, yeah.
What a time to go with no English. No, senor. I'm glad that it turned out well for you, but no, it did not happen to you.
Right.
Because, and you make a good point because the enemy would tell you, oh, that happened to you because you did something wrong or whatever, right? Don't believe that. It did not happen to you. And everything worked out fine to get you back on the road.
Absolutely. Cool.
Amazing.
I'll let you
man.
Get back to it.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, amazing.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Bye. 888-7753-773. The one thing I've noticed is they legalized the pot in California, and especially in L.A., is that because most people are lost in their imagination, they're insane, And now they're high. I don't know what that situation was, but they're either drunk or high or both. The insurance rate has gone up in California, and the amount of accidents that are happening are just through the roof. Really. And especially late at night. Because I guess these people get high wherever they're coming from or going or being, and then they think that they can drive, and it just goes out of control. They legalize the pot. And then you can even smoke your pot while you're driving in the car. Out of control. What a mess. I'm glad everything went well for you, Quentin. Amazing. One other quick thing I want to show you here. This is out of Louisiana. So we talked about the 14th Amendment. It was for black children of slaves to become citizens of this country. It was never meant for illegal aliens. It was never meant for people to come here on a tour, quote unquote, to have babies. But the Democrats don't want that to be. They want as many illegals, however they can get here, to be here. And as long as you vote for the Democrats, that's what you're going to get. Over in Louisiana, according to WAFB, Louisiana House passed a bill that will hold parents financially responsible when their children threaten schools. House Bill 137 would allow courts to fine parents up to $5,000 if a child under 14 is convicted of making a school threat. The bill now headed to the Senate. This is from WAFB. Watch this.
State lawmakers are also moving to hold parents financially responsible when their kids threaten schools.
The House passed a bill that would let courts fine parents up to $5,000 if a child under 14 is convicted of making a school threat. Those kids could also face a mental health exam, up to a year of probation, or 6 months in juvenile detention, and mandatory counseling in a back-on-track youth program. Supporters say it will deter threats, while critics call it a dangerous precedent.
Amazing. I want to see what Hake thinking about this. Let me get him here. This is so interesting to me. This is absolutely mind-blowing. It is interesting. So, Hake, they're reporting, WAFB is reporting. You heard, did you hear the soundbite? So, WAFB is reporting that parents are going to be fined $5,000 if a child is under 14 and convicted of making a school threat. And you say?
I say that's dumb.
And why?
Because parents aren't responsible when kids are old enough to know how to make a threat against a school.
Under 14.
Yeah. I almost said the R word. Oh, kids under 14, those are still grown young men and women.
What's the R word?
Slow.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so you say this is a bad idea?
Of course.
I agree, man. This is a horrible idea. This thing is going to be, they're going to regret this bill. Because, number one, this thing would happen if a white kid said, and just playing around.
Mm-hmm.
And not even, it's over for that parent, those parents and the child.
Yeah.
Just imagine where this school's gonna be suing parents. And kids that are under 14, especially boys, they could be joking around.
And you know,
and the parents are not responsible for that.
And let's say a kid is not joking around, the parent's still not responsible.
Right.
If a parent is bad enough, let's say, because a kid who's bad enough to threaten a school, the parent is already out of control and raised the kid badly. How are you going to expect the parent to handle the kid properly so as not to threaten the school? The parent's going to threaten the kid or something. It's just going to create bad incentives.
This is not good, folks. And if it happens in Louisiana, it's going to happen in other places, especially, but not only, if it happened with Republican kids, no matter what the color, Republican kids, the Democrats are going to be all over this. And then the teachers are no good anyway in these schools. They're not teaching the children reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're teaching them things that cause them to become angry. Suppose a child responds to that. It's over. I'm surprised this is happening in Louisiana, too, because Louisiana tend to be kind of conservative, right?
I don't know.
Liberal in some aspect,
right,
to the point that white people had to start their own new separate town there.
Well, conservative usually means conservative women or people who think like women, you know?
Yeah.
And so they come up with kooky ideas. It reminds me of in Utah, you covered this 10, 11 something years ago. In Utah, they had this law where a single mother could, or a mother, could adopt her kids away without the father's consent or knowledge.
Amazing.
If a child was like sort of out of wedlock, let's say.
Human nature and human beings are evil, folks. When will you see that? You're not going to see it until you overcome evil. And you can, but you got to work on yourself. What a mess. Can you imagine they're blaming the parents for this?
It's going to make bad parents even worse parents. Because now they have to worry about the law.
What they should do, these parents should take their children out of these schools. Yeah. Really, I would just somehow or another figure out how to educate my own child or children and just take them out of these schools. These schools are getting worse. If bad enough, they have to have those detectors. What, you have to walk through those things?
Metal detectors.
It's bad enough you got to have those things in the schools. Why not bring back men principals and vice principals? This stuff would end.
True.
It really would end. The parents must, I mean, how you going to blame the parent? $5,000. That's amazing. 888-77 Jesse, let me go to a first time caller, Pete, out of Utah. Pete, you are on the air. Oh, Peter, not Pete, but Peter.
You can call me Pete.
Right.
Pete's
on.
A little bit more friendly, but
okay. Thank you.
Hey Jesse, I've been a longtime listener for a number of years now, and I really just wanted to express my gratitude. I've been pretty depressed for most of my life. I'm 32 years old now, and I've been depressed probably since I was 10 years old or so. Difficulties with parents, things like that.
Yeah.
And I've always been seeking like why I was unhappy. I could never figure it out. And it took until reaching your content over time through, you know, I got into meditation and things like that. And then I discovered your content later. And everything you talk about just put things into place for me. And anyway, I just wanted to extend my heartfelt gratitude towards the work that you do. It really means a lot.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And if you stay with it, you're gonna have an amazing life, and it will be, and you won't have a past or a future, and you're just gonna live your life right now. It's gonna be amazing. Stay with it. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have, yeah. And my father.
How did that go?
Well, my mom kicked me out of the house. I went over and visited her, and I basically said, hey, you know, I realize it's wrong, but I resent you, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
And she said, well, why would you ever resent me for anything? And then I told her. I know, right? Well, she's a nice mom, in quotes. I mean,
right.
So that's kind of her personality style. But
that's
and
why
then
she
I told her
out because she's a nice mom. But go
exactly,
ahead.
Exactly. Yeah.
Go ahead.
But and then I told her a story about how she didn't see me in my depression. She thought she was being a good mother, and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And she said, "Well, you know, your childhood is wasn't as bad as my childhood, you know, said something like that. And then I said, it's not a comparison. We're not in we're not in competition with each other. And then at that point, I think that was the last layer of ego of something, and she burst into tears and kicked me out.
Oh, Lord. Peter, and can then you hold 1 minute? Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Okay, hold that thought. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on Peels.net. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And he is on fire. He ain't afraid of no ghosts. The guy with the good hair. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. A very fun but very interesting discussion with Apostle Tommy E. Quick. And he is the senior pastor and founder of the Promised Land Christian Center Discipleship. Discipleship Center. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What did you think about the civil rights movement?
I think that it did tremendous harm to us as a people.
Yep.
It had a negative effect on our families and on the formation of our children.
Absolutely.
History shows that we were making tremendous progress as a community prior to the civil rights movement.
How do you deal with the blacks who call you Uncle Tom?
Like Nehemiah, I'm doing a good work and I won't come down.
Won't back down. This right after the Hake Report today at 11 a.m. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or local, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby, right after the FallenState.tv. And normally the Fallen State is about an hour long, give or take. And right after that, the American Anchor Baby. And you're all invited to the fellowship on Sunday at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. And the meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And last but not least, the spring sale is here. It's here. Hallelujah. You get 30% off on all merch except for books and coffee. You can't get 30% off on that. What the? Use the code JLP30 at the checkout. JLP30. All right. Don't miss out. It's on sale for the whole month of April. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Let me go quickly back to Peter, a first-time caller out of Utah. And so, Peter, your mother told you you got to go once you went and forgave her?
Yeah, exactly. Now, she burst into tears after our little conversation, and she kicked me out. And then very shortly after, she started to find teammates for her. So she turned members of my family against me and all of that. So
they always build an army against you. The enemy cannot stand alone. The enemy must find an army so that they can feel good about being wrong. That's amazing, man.
Yeah, no, it's really been transformative in a lot of ways. Like I feel a tremendous amount of peace within myself.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody in my family doesn't like me anymore. I mean, it seems like maybe they can see that there's a light or a change, and it seems like they're waiting for me to crash and burn.
Yes. Absolutely.
And on top of that, like I've been losing all of my friends, but I haven't been feeling lonely about it. I've just kind of let them go because I find that they've had a hard time spending time with me just because, I don't know, maybe I have a hard time just kind of being surface, and maybe I just share too much about what I think the truth is, and maybe that's just too much for them or something. But I've just been finding that a lot of my relationships have been falling away from me. And which isn't a bad thing.
Not at all. And, it's a beautiful thing, because what you're seeing, even if you don't realize it yet, that you've always had a fake relationship with your mother, with your so-called friends, with your enemy. It has never been real. Now you're seeing that, and the darkness in them hate the light in you, and the two cannot come together anymore.
No, exactly. It really, like, never more than now, I feel like I'm truly alone in the world.
Beautiful. You are always alone. All people are always alone. They just don't, they can't handle it. That's why they're always looking for somebody or something to distract them, to give them false sense of not being alone. But you are alone. Absolutely.
And I care so much less about what other people think. And I'm at the point where I'm living out of my truck in the desert in Utah. and for a lot of my family, it's like an embarrassment that I'm even doing this. But I just feel I have some money saved up, and I'm just seeking God. It probably sounds arrogant to say, but I just feel like I just want to find God. I want to be reborn. And I'm just trying to like strip away as much of the world as I can. I just feel like you of all people would understand and maybe not judge me for what I'm trying to do, but.
No, you're doing just fine. You're on the right track. And what you're going to find out if you stay with this, and this I promise, not because I do it, but the Father will do it, is that God is already with you. The kingdom of heaven is already within you. It's already there. It's just that you've been angry for so long, you went away from it. It never left you, but you went away from it by becoming angry, and you went away from God, from life, from reality. Now you're coming back to it, and it's right at hand all the time. Everything you want, everything you're looking for is already in you. And the real you is already in the kingdom. It's just this fake you that you thought was you is what makes you think you're not. But you're on your way, man. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
I appreciate that, Jesse. I mean, I could definitely feel like the demons are leaving me stronger than ever. I mean, I find myself throwing up, like having body convulsions, like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And usually the next day after I kind of recover, I feel just a tremendous amount of warmth and a tremendous amount of I just start laughing, you know, at random things. Like,
right on.
Just such a healing thing. But
those
words.
There was one of the guys that attend our meetings, Sunday meetings, whatever, and he talked about how when he's doing the silent prayer, he find himself throwing up so much he had to put paper towel on the floor. But those are just the demons that cannot handle the light in you. And so they're reacting to that light, and they have to leave your body. So right on, you're on the right track.
I appreciate that. I had just one more quick question if you have time.
Okay.
So on this path, I've just been noticing the depth of hell that is going on in people all around me.
Yes.
Whenever I go anywhere, any family I have, any friends, I can just see so many layers of crap going on in their psyche. And obviously I can't tell them because they don't want to hear it. But
right.
It's made me very disillusioned about life. About it just makes me feel like we are living in hell. And it makes me, and because I know every generation is getting worse. But like you say all the time, you know, you think things are going to get worse constantly, and I believe you. And I don't know. I guess I'm just wondering, because I do think things are going to get worse in my lifetime, and because people are just so insecure more than ever before, and I'm just wondering, like, I mean, because I also know you say not to have hope, so I'm just I guess I'm just trying to search for answers from seeing all this evil all around me constantly.
Well, the beauty about seeing the evil in yourself and in others, now that you understand it and overcome it within yourself, you're going to have the real love for the people of the world, because you're going to see that evil in them, but you also will understand that they cannot help themselves. And knowing that they cannot help themselves, you will forgive them. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They cannot see. You will never hold anything against anyone, even people who deliberately try to hurt you spiritually or psychologically, emotionally. You will forgive them because you will know they cannot help it. They are evil, they are blind, and they cannot see. But you, in your own world that is within you, it doesn't matter what happens outside of you, inside of other people's world, you will have perfect peace. You will be happy. You wouldn't be having any problem at all. You wouldn't be worried about the economy. You wouldn't be worried about the war in Iran. You wouldn't be worried about the past or the future. You're not going to be worried about anything, because you would know that whatever is happening in heaven is happening on earth in you, and you'll be fine. And so you won't be able to judge. Now, that's what Christ meant when he said, forgive them, they know not what they do. But if you have not forgiven them, you can't see what's going on. You're going to always hurt someone or try to hurt others as you're being hurt. But you're going to be fine, Pete, no matter what's happening around you. You're blessed that you can see the evil in others and in the world around you.
I appreciate that. That's a really good perspective to have. I mean, it just seems like the further down this path I go, I won't even have to think about all the hell. It's just that I'll just be fine anyway.
Yes.
And it's not even something to even it won't even compute. Like, it won't even be something to be concerned about.
Absolutely. And you're going to really see it clearly as you're waking up. You're going to see, because now you're starting to overcome the world. You can see what's going on in the world, but it's in other people. And you're going to see it. They're going to be overreacting. They're going to be mean and nasty to one another. They're going to be running around, and they are not going to be, but they're running around in fear and doubt and reaction, and they all have a cause fighting each other. You're going to see hell right here on earth in others, but you won't be bothered by it. You'll be fine.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it. I hope you live another 20 years, and I hope that I can be able to talk to you more in the future.
Right on. And hopefully I can get at least 30 more.
30 more. Or 35. We'll say 35.
That's right. And stay with the silent prayer. Practice keeping your mind where your body is. Stay with it. And you are discovering now that you have never had any friends. Your own mother was not your friend. You've always had enemies, but because you were one with them, you thought that they were friends. Be glad to see that, but don't judge them. They can't help
it. Yeah, that makes sense. It's really just disturbing. I mean, it's just the,
I know what
like
you
the
mean.
Amount of hatred, so much hatred towards me, like that I never was aware of.
Yeah, you were not aware of that, but they have always hated you. They only pretended to agree with you because you were agreeing with them. You were one with them. So the devil love his own children, love hate, but you, it's always been that way.
Yeah.
What did your father say when you went and forgave him?
He was a little bit more open to it, but I think the bar has been lowered in the family because my older sibling is transgender. So I think that he has already had his nuts taken away from him in terms of like what happened to his boys, you know. So I think he's pretty. He has more humility, but he's still a pretty weak guy.
Yeah.
He didn't fight against me. He didn't yell at me that much. He took it a little bit better. I mean, he's kind of undergoing dementia, so he's kind of flipping in and out.
Right.
I think I know your father had dementia. I saw on of your older clips, and from what I was seeing, and maybe from what I heard you say about it, it just seemed like that he doesn't fully. He's not in the truth. He's partially in the truth, and he's slipping in and out of imagination and reality.
Absolutely.
Is that how you see it?
Absolutely, 100%. It's you said you one of your brothers transgender. You say,
yeah, my older quote unquote brother is now a woman.
What impact that? That came from him. He's really resenting his mother, man, and he become like what he hate. And that spirit of the woman has totally taken him over. And inwardly, he does feel like a woman. His mind telling him that he is, and now the world is confirming that. But if he were to forgive his mother, he can take the dress off and be a man. But she's totally.
I pray that would happen. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I pray that could happen.
But that's all it is. It's a deep, deep hatred of the mother. And the deeper, especially with him being the first child, too, the oldest.
Yeah.
It's even harder on the first children than it is the younger children.
Yeah. And he looks like my dad as well. So
oh,
it's
God.
Just...
She really hate him.
I know.
Children, whether boys or girls who look like their father, they catch the most hell from the mother. She worked night and day to turn them away because when she sees them, she sees the father, and she already hates the father, and they have to suffer for it. Amazing.
It really, it's such a huge mess. Like the CNN being on the kitchen TV growing up with my mom watching it every single day, like liberal news ruined an entire generation of mothers.
Yes.
So anyway, I can't fault my dad for any of that. It's just, that's just what the reality was. So
what your mother did is her fault. What your father done is his fault. Two devils got together, married, and they fought, and that evil been passed on to the children through the mother. The boy resent the father because he did not stand up for it, meaning that he wished the father had done it. But the father married to the mother. He doesn't know how to deal with that.
Yeah, he's my dad's a mama's boy,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. So. Well, I got to run because I'm tired, but you stay with it. And what's happening to you with the people turning on you and all that, it happened to all men and women who return to the father, who who drop that anger, the world will turn on you. Expect it. Christ went through it. You got to go through it, but don't resent it.
I appreciate that, Jesse. Appreciate your words.
All right. Good to hear from you. Call me again.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. 888, what a mess. But you got to go through it. You got to go through hell to get to heaven. You must be willing to lose it all. All ego, all ideas, all children, all parents, all so-called friends, even your enemy. You got to be willing to let it all go, because if not, you're not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It just ain't going to happen. You can only have one God. Either you love God or you love the world. Make up your mind. Either you love God or you love your reputation. Either you love God or you love your job. Make up your mind. You can only have one God. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Norris T, JLP, did y'all hide some eggs around the office?
Not yet.
I like those plastic ones with candy in them.
Yeah. This Sunday is Easter Sunday. If the Lord is willing, then the creek don't rise.
Some Christians prefer to call it Resurrection Sunday.
They always name it stuff.
I know.
Rename it and rename it and rename it, because after a while, the old name doesn't hit the thrills that much, so they need a new name.
Cloud Bops, enjoy your weekend. JLP crew, thanks for all you do.
Thank you. You too. Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks for being a member.
Yeah.
Norris T gifted 5 Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube memberships.
Thank you, Nora T. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anthony L, cool sunglasses sticker.
Hey, Anthony L.
Adlib Queen, shout out to the 50th floor. Oh, we going up. Happy Easter. Bunny emoji. God is good.
Happy Easter, and shout out, and thank you.
And shout out.
We're going to the 50th floor this year. I mean, what were you about to say?
I was about to say shout out to the Christians and the pagans.
Yeah, shout out.
The real Jarrell. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. A long time ago, I used to think Jesse was crazy until I started working on myself, did the silent prayer for the first time. It was amazing.
Amazing. Stay with it. You're so crazy. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Happy Easter. Praise baby Jesus. Hallelujah. And amen, says Kurt. Okay.
He wasn't a baby when they crucified him.
No.
But thank you. Thank you for the well wishes.
They got this movie coming out, and they had Jesus and Mary talking. And Jesus like, Mother, it's all because of you.
Wow.
Like, what a poor Jesus.
When in reality, Jesus said it's all because of the Father.
Yeah.
The big man upstairs.
He didn't say, Mama, it's because of you. It's because of the Father. What the? Jesus said that, not Mama, it's because of you. What the? But anyway, thank you.
Nikki 313, happy early Easter to you and the crew, White Heart. Rabbit emoji with the ears. How do you know if I'm making my talent my God? When I play piano, it's like I'm witnessing my hands perform a concert for me. It's a thrill. Crazy face emoji.
As long as you know that the ability to play piano is a gift from God to you. He gave you the ability to do it. And so don't get an ego fulfillment from it. Enjoy, be grateful, but just know it came from God, not from you, and you'll be fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Him Diddy probably won't happen, but if you get a chance to talk to Kanye, now known as Ye, tonight after the show, and you remember, invite him to the October Men's Forum. Save me from scouring L.A. for him. Laughing face with tears, heart, love y'all.
Amazing. I'll smoke on that. That's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, him, Diddy.
Yeah.
Anthony L, 100 emoji.
Thank you, Anthony L. Amazing.
One night 19, must divorced people stay celibate forever if they can't have sex out of wedlock? But you say people shouldn't marry someone who's already been married.
There's no reason to get married unless you want children. That's all reason to get married, if you want children. But if you're not, I mean, most people get married because they want to cover up loneliness. They don't want to get old by themselves, they say, and all that kind of crap. So don't plan on getting married again or not. See what's right and let life happen for you. Let life add to you. And if life is meant for you to have, it'll have. It'll happen naturally. No one get married out of love. That doesn't happen. It's always out of hate, never out of love. Amazing. Thank you.
Simulation press start. Happy Friday, JLP.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Brian R., no one worships Mary. They worship God and ask saints to intercede, as evidenced in Revelation. People can take it too far. Silent prayer is meditation and is the highest form of prayer and the Our Father, followed by human prayers.
Silent prayer is not meditation. Silent prayer is observation. You want to observe, not get into it. Amazing. Thank you.
And another from Brian R., the calls and discussions of the last few days, as well as the opening monologue this morning, were beyond amazing.
Absolutely.
Definitely 101st floor material.
It really was. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Marilyn, Uncle Jesse, how is the belief of moon landing any different to Adam and Eve's situation, where God told them not to eat from the tree and the devil convincing Eve that God is only saying it because he knows humans will know what he knows? If God prevented humans from building the Tower of Babel to reach the heavens, does that mean God has changed his mind about humans trying to reach the heavens by building rockets and spaceships? Or are humans still inclined to do what they're not meant to do? Isn't space and moon landing the same as the Tower of Babel? Thoughts on this, please? Black hands, thanks emoji.
Keep it piffy. But call me Monday about that. It becomes really long. Keep it piffy, and I'm out of time. I can't respond now. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Him Diddy, across the flat earth, Jesse. Not up and down the flat earth. What the LOL?
Around the flat earth. I mean, around the earth and up and down the earth for the flat earther.
Nature.
I love the flat earther, though. Don't be not deceived.
Nary, me too, if I love anybody. Nature is variegated something or other. Welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing. Does a flat earther worship Mary too? I mean, round earthers worship Mary.
Ball earthers? Some of them, probably.
Amazing. Yeah.
Not every Catholic is a flat earther.
Yes.
I just heard it. So he admits they worship Mary.
No, he said no.
Oh, okay. Maria.
He said no.
Maria says, I just heard an American Indian on TV, this is the other day, saying that Republicans say make America great again, but they really mean make America white again. LOL.
Yes. If ever we need an American to be white again, is now. Thank you.
Amen.
He was right about that.
And shout out to Aries 1, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1.0 or whatever, and the rest of the D-Live crew. Thank y'all.
Amazing shout out. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you guys. I could be wrong, but I think that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Wow. Amazing fellowship today. Thank you. Colin from Canada. Justin, a first-time caller out of Texas. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Corey out of California. And there's one line over, there's one call coming in on that one. I am out of time. Listen, folks, as you heard Peter say, you must be willing to lose it all. Without you trying to lose it all, become present and you will overcome the world in you, and you will have a different relationship with the world. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Rebuildingman.com/silent prayer. Forgive your mama and your daddy, and you'll be fine. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Thanks for your support. I'll see you on Sunday. Happy Easter and happy Passover day. Good Friday day. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com.